Rapper LL Cool J has been in the game since the 80s.
LL Cool J is hard as hell. Battle anybody, I don't care, you tell. I excel, they all fail. Gonna cocktail, double L, must rock my bell.
He won his first of two Grammys in 1991.
Don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. I'm rocking my pants, put suckers in fear.
He starred in movies and TV shows like NCIS Los Angeles. He was honored by the Kennedy Center. And now at the age of 56, LL Cool J is out with his first album in 11 years. It's called The Force.
You feeling the force? We got plugs. Put you on the power, plug you in and light you up, bro.
If filmmakers can continue to make great films over numerous years, and if the Stones and Mick can run around at 80-something years old, which I love and respect, if they can do that, LL Cool J can create art that's not just mediocre, that's not like a B minus, but actually something that, in terms of my heart and my passion and my soul, is an A plus project and present it to the world and touch the culture.
Yeah.
That was the point that I was looking to prove.
So I read that you had to learn how to rap again, considering it's been 11 years since you put out new music. I mean, so anyone that sees you knows that you like to work out. You like to definitely keep in shape. So what is that process like to learn to rap again? Is it like getting those muscles engaged again?
I think it's exactly that. Plus, I think it's developing new skills. It's sharpening skills that you already had. You know, you may have been riding bikes all your life, but never popped a wheelie. You know what I'm saying? It's like learning how to pop wheelies. It's like, oh, you've been popping wheelies your whole life? Well, learn how to ride a unicycle.
Look at mama, she's in the kitchen. She's swinging her hips and dipping the chicken in flour. She got the music, it's bumping. I smell the food in the oven while I two-step in the shower.
So a number of your tracks, I mean, to me, sound like they're autobiographical. Tell us the story you're telling in Black Code Suite.
That story is really about the Black experience in America, and then tying that and connecting that to my roots all the way over in Africa, in that journey, in that world, and what it's like.
I'm the prayer of a mama, want a son to walk straight. I'm the prisoner release when he walking out the gate. I'm black, I'm black, I'm black, I'm black, black, black.
I think it's just a raw and honest, fun, loving kind of look at Black culture.
Now, you wrote 30 Decembers in the height of the pandemic.
Yes.
It's been 30 Decembers, 30 Decembers, 30 Decembers. This world ain't like I remember.
What was the story behind that song?
So, during the pandemic, I got an opportunity because of all the masks and restrictions. I took it as an opportunity to just anonymously travel throughout New York City.
How could you anonymously travel through New York City? I find that hard to believe.
Yeah, I find it hard to believe too. But when you're just a big black dude with a black hoodie on, with a surgical mask, and a pair of shades and some black Timberlands,
I would think that's you. I'd be like, that's got to be LL.
No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't even look at me, bro. you wouldn't even look at me. It's just another, Joe on the subway. And for me, that was amazing because I would travel on the subway by myself.
Alone.
I was everywhere, man. Like, all the projects from Marcy to Pink Houses, all up in the Bronx.
You can cut it with a knife. The vibes are so strong. I stand up, step off, step on new platforms.
I was just running all over the city. Because you can't create art for people that you can't relate to. When you're trying to write songs and really connect with people, you got to be able to relate. And one of the things you forget about is the danger. You forget about real things happening to real people on a daily basis. You could get lost in this, like, this little upscale bubble.
30 December's is rolling like I remember.
Everything I documented in that song was real.
Did you get to a feeling at some point in your life where you were feeling disconnected from your roots, from where you came from?
I didn't think I was, but when I got on the subway and started moving around, and when I got on the city bus and was moving around anonymously, I realized that you do forget. Things have changed.
Do you still see rap as like the competitive sport that you did maybe back in the day when you were 16, 17 years old?
1,000%.
Yeah.
You know, the stakes are different, but I see it as wanting to prove a point. You know, listen, man. It's not lost on me that I'm making a culturally relevant and impactful record at year 40. Because, the arts, you should get better. You should be more curious. I mean, I would argue that Picasso got better, Miles Davis got better.
Knowledge and wisdom bring understanding, for the culture bringing freedom to the planet, the power to refine how we planned it, bring equality to God's economy.
Now, please forgive me for the way I asked this next question, LL.
Okay, what's up?
Can we call this album a comeback?
No, absolutely not.
Because you've been here for decades, for years?
I've been here for years, baby. How you gonna call it a comeback when I've been here for years, man? How you gonna do that?
Yeah.
I'm just in the joint, you know what I'm saying? He come,
the master, dominate the stages I'm on right now, and it won't end when I'm gone. Control the cipher, I got the power, bring it on. Watch your queen get snatched like a pawn.
There are gonna be lifelong fans of yours now who are in their 50s, mm-hmm. like, who are gonna play this album in their cars when they're driving their kids to school.
Yeah.
And the kids are gonna ask, who is that, mom? Who is that, dad?
Yeah.
What do you hope that those moms and dads say when they describe the artist you were back in the day when they were young and the artist you are now?
You know, I hope that the conversation doesn't even have to be had that much, because when they press play, they just think it's cool. Because at the end of the day, the real questions get answered by the quality of the art. I've had occasions where people felt like they wanted to tell their kids about me and stuff like that, which is cool. But I don't even think about it in those terms. It's like, yo, this is my music. If this is where you joined in with the world of LL Cool J, if this is where you discovered me, so be it. You know what I'm saying? And if this is day however many thousands it's been, then so be it. It's up to you. I just want to share my art with the world, share this project with the world, and watch them have fun listening to it.
It feels good to be alive. That's what happens when the pressure is applied.
LL Cool J's new album is called The Force. LL, thank you very much.
My absolute pleasure, man. Love talking to you, bro.
Sipping lime, sports, and Guinness when I'm handling my business. You like it when I, you finish the sentence.